You're not stuck because you're lazy or because you lack clarity. You're stuck because something in your system is trying to keep you safe from a version of the past that no longer applies. In this episode, we'll talk about how subconscious energy runs the show and how recalibration creates space for your full signal to return back to you. Let's get into it. Okay. So you're not stuck because you're lazy or because you don't know what to do. You're stuck because something in your energy believes, okay, it's time to keep this person safe. And here's the thing, it probably was because your nervous system is wired to protect you. I can't say it enough. And your meridian system, those are the energetic highways in your body. And they store the emotional charge of experiences you couldn't fully process at the time. So when something feels familiar, even if it's old, even if it's outdated, your body lights up and says, we are not going there. It's not safe for us. And it doesn't always make sense. I was working with someone not long ago, a brilliant, a big-hearted coaching entrepreneur. And we were in a coaching session and I was gently uncovering the energy beneath her resistance to bring in more money. And while we were doing that, now we're just coaching because, you know, good coaching happens inside of a conversation. And so we're coaching and I'm asking questions. And so she said in the probing, well, if I make more money, I'm going to hurt other people. And she said it before she knew it. It just kind of slipped in. And this is how it happens, right? She had a moment, I had a moment of like, okay, if you make more money, it's going to hurt other people. So I said, tell me a little bit more about that. What do you mean by that? She almost dove full-fledged into trying to break it down for me. And she just bust out laughing and said, this doesn't even make sense, April. This is old. This is old energy. And there's something in me that says that if I make too much money, people will suffer. And that is... whoa, she was just blown away that it even came out of her mouth, but she knew it was something true about it inside of her. And so in that moment, I needed to coach it to bring it to the surface for her to hear it and to bring it conscious, right? And then we worked to clear it. Now imagine that, an imprint buried deep in your energy field, stored in your meridian points, shaping every financial decision you make. Imagine that. That's what she was living with. That's the stuff that doesn't show up on spreadsheets. It doesn't show up in planning. It's not the writing on the wall that says, hey, this is why you're not going to the next level. This is why you're not bringing in more money. And this is the truth that no one teaches us in business school. Your energy is the filter. Your strategy runs through that filter. Your brand runs through that filter. Your visibility runs through that filter. And if you've ever cleared what's lodged in those energetic systems, especially from old painful or confusing experiences, if you've never done that, if you've never cleared anything, you've never even had a clearing, then you're going to keep bumping up against blocks that don't make sense. So if you're doing all the things and it still feels off, it might not be about the plan. Like if sometimes it'll start to feel like, oh my God, something is working against me, really. It might just be your energy saying, please don't put me through this again, because something in your body system is telling you that it's not safe. Now, in the case with that client, that we went back into her childhood, let's recall the time that something said, if you make more money, if you allow good things into your experience, it's going to hurt somebody else. And she was able to locate that in that moment. Because in that moment, we were clear, it was safe for it to come up. It was very, very safe. Now, I need you to know that this is what we do inside the recalibration retreat, not just surface mindset, but the rooted energy that is keeping you in a loop. Because when we clear the meridians, regulate the nervous system, and recalibrate your field, your voice comes back to you. You get your mojo back, your clarity sharpened. Your next moves get simple. And so I want you to take a look at this page. Go take a look at the retreat page, or just keep listening. And I'm going to walk you through one layer at a time. In the next episode, I'm going to take you deeper into what happens after awareness, when you realize something needs to shift, but you're not sure who to trust or whether anything will actually work. We'll talk about why not all healing is equal and how to choose the kind of support that actually leads to transformation. This is exactly the work we'll be doing together. You will release what's running on autopilot and then activate the frequency of where you really want to go or meant to go. This is the sacred return, and it begins now.